This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, M&T Bank, Bills fan, football Friday on WGR with some hockey. Some, you know, there can be some anything else to go with on a given Friday. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the Sabres and really just life. With one of our favorite people to do that with, Rob Ray, back after all these years, joining us now on the West Her Hotline. Rob, I don't even know where to start. How's your life?
My life is so good, that I just hate to say I don't want it to end, but it wouldn't harm me any bit if it didn't end.
You keep going like this?
Let me see if I can understand this. You're at a place where, hey, if today is the day, then okay. I mean, I'm at a good place. That's what you're saying?
Yep. Absolutely. That's pretty nice to be able to get to that point.
You're content?
Yep.
Is this because you never have to go anywhere?
I you're right. I haven't gone farther than Springville from my house in the last... umpteen, who knows?
You guys should talk to each other about that. I mean, Bulldog's right. Idea of going out is moving his truck across the street.
Right. Yeah. Which I should have done during the 4 o'clock break, and I forgot, but I'll get out there. Whatever, it's raining. I'll wait till later. But yeah, no, I don't go out a lot, Rob. Just sort of hanging out
here. You need to. I got friends that they just don't do anything. I'm like, just go for a drive. Go somewhere. Somewhere you haven't been. Just go check it out. You don't have to get out of the car. Just go and look.
go to a place you like to go. Just look at it and go back.
You've never been. Go to visit a little small town around here or something. Things.
You like to be outside, I think.
I've got to be outside. I cannot sit inside.
So that's okay. I mean, we're doing that in our family. We're going on hikes when it's not too cold out, right? Just breathing the air. That's good to do.
My son and I have been hunting a lot, so we're out. And, you know, you go all day, so you just kind of sit out and talk and hang out and, yeah. Spend some nights down at the cabin. And
yeah. Well, I'm sure he's enjoying that stuff. I mean, it's been a while here, but, you know, we know he loved baseball, and I don't know how that went in the spring and summer. I'm gonna guess maybe not great. And now, like, hockey, like, what is he doing to keep busy? He must be going a little stir-crazy.
Well, ball actually went really well because it was a shorter season, but they still played all their games, played good. A bunch of tournaments, and it was cool. But, yeah, hockey, we've been practicing, oh, my gosh, since – you know, June, we've been going, and it's getting hard because, you know, you're going at sometimes 3-4 times a week. And, you know, kids at 11 years old, to try to keep them focused and kind of working towards something, it's pretty hard some nights. So some nights it's just like you throw your hands up and you go, oh, it's a waste of time. Just let them go and have some fun and do what they want to do. But it's good. You know, for kids, it's, to sit there and say, hey, yeah, they just want to get out on the ice. Yeah, they do to a certain point, and then they hit a point where, dude, we play this to play a game, not just to practice.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, when you're not able to do that, then, you know, it you lose them for a couple of days sometimes, and then they, you know, you get them all, but you never have them all focused at the same time is the problem.
Yes, my daughter's team is only practicing, and I feel that too. You know, they just need – kids need other kids. Whether it's sports or just what, my son is really, I don't want to say he's suffering, but he's the type of kid that just needs the interaction, and it's hard because, you know, we don't have, like, really kids in the neighborhood or anything where we live or anything like that, and then any of his friends, it's just, you gotta know who you're dealing with, right? Like, can we make this work? Where? How? What's safe? What are we willing to try? Yeah, 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 so... very, just obviously, like anybody, just a greatly reduced schedule, so to speak, social schedule. Well,
yeah, and it's the same as the older. My daughter's 16, and, you know, when they can't get out and do what they normally want to do and have done in the past, and that's when, because then they get grouchy, and then it's like, oh, my God, it's a whole different world then.
Yeah, and how about...
At least my son can get down the street and play with his friend, but, you know, they just don't... They're not able just to go and do something because everything they normally go do is not happening.
Right. Well, let's not just be so depressing here, the three of us. Let's go.
I told you. I'm
That's
in a
right.
really good place.
No, good point.
So
yeah.
I talked to you guys, and then... No,
I wasn't trying to bring you down. I was just curious, like, how, because, you know, I thought all through this, Rob. Like, I'm pretty lucky. My one son is in Albuquerque. My other son is, you know, is I've joked that he's, like, born to quarantine because he's pretty self-sustainable. You know, he has friends. He likes to do stuff with friends and play music with other kids his age and whatnot. But, like, I don't feel like I've had my hands full, you know, making sure they're on the computer and they're doing all the things they're supposed to be doing for remote school and whatever. And I've always, like, anybody who's got kids that are a little, you know, your daughter is the same age as my younger son, but your boy is younger. And I just think that can be particularly challenging to keep them, you know, keep their spirits up. That's all. So I'm not depressed. I just wanted to, you know.
This is a somber subject.
Yeah.
I guess. But anyway, so we're glad to talk to you, Rob. And let's talk about whether we're going to get a season here and just a couple of things about it. So, first of all, it's almost 9 months since last season was stopped. Last Sabre season was stopped in Montreal. Would you have been in Montreal? I think so, right?
I was in Montreal. Yes, it was.
How do you remember that day?
I was just we got called to say, hey, not to go to the rink for practice. And, you know, and then eventually everybody was kind of, who was ever there, sent home. You sat at the hotel and they said, hey, we'll be in touch with you to let you know what's going to happen and what's going on. And you sat there till mid-afternoon. Finally, they let you know what was up, that you'd be, you know, not playing and we were going to be heading home. And then the next thing was, when are we heading home type thing. So you sat there for a few more hours and eventually you got out. But yeah, it was just kind of really brief and quick, and it's like, bang, okay, it's over. What's happening now? What do we do next? So you flew home, and that was the end of it. Guys went their own direction, and I think, you know, majority of these guys, you know, that was pretty much one of the last times they would have been in contact with each other.
Yeah, right, still, right? I mean, that would still be true. And we're starting to get a scent here of a season coming up. I think most of us expect there to be one. And maybe it kind of needs to be pretty soon. What is it like for the players? I mean, overall, Rob, generally, what is it like for the players all this time off? You know, like normally you'd have the summer off, but you get your workouts and everything like that. And now we're into December and there's still nothing organized, you know, by the team at least. Yeah. Do you think most of those guys are probably, you know, self-motivated enough where they've got their own routines, maybe even in small groups or something? Or would you think instead that maybe guys are getting a little, I don't know, bored or even lazy?
No, you know what I think? You know, maybe back in the summer that might have happened. They might have got a little, strayed away from it a little bit. But I think right now, and especially for the last month or so, that there has been the talk that, you know, it can happen soon and it could happen quick, that you need to be ready. So these guys, they skate all the time. It's, you know, they're going, they're working out, so they're ready to go. You know, the only thing that's going to take some time is the game conditioning, timing, and all that kind of thing. But when they get back, but there's a lot of the European guys have been playing, they've been skating. You know, even here, the rinks were only shut down for a while, so they're still able to do everything they've got to do. And, you know, I don't think it's going to be that difficult. It's more, you know, getting yourself back into the swing of thing as quick as possible when the game starts. Practice is one thing. The game is totally different. So, no, it might have been different years ago, but not now. These guys are machines, and it's a 24/7, 365 for these guys. So I don't think it would take much at all for them to get back ready to go.
You would have been done playing by the 04-05 lockout, right? But you were still playing when they missed half a season in 94, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, like, what that was, I'm trying to remember what that was like. Was there, like, fits and starts on, like, oh, they're going to get a deal. Oh, no, they're not. Like, how did that, like, as a player, how did you handle that?
Well, you know, the thing is back then you didn't have the communication you have now. That, you know, any information you got came through your player rep. And your player rep, you know, had meetings here and there and or kept everybody in touch by just phoning them. So you really didn't have, you know, any idea of really what was going on. And, you know, you'd get that call the week or two before and say, hey, it's getting close, get ready and make sure you're, you know, to where you need to be and all that kind of thing by a certain time. That was it. You know, now it's way different. These guys are in communication all the time. They're video, Zoom, whatever it may be. And so they're on top of it. And I think that is way better because in the past, too, Chris, we weren't educated on what was going on. You know, we listened to what was being told to us by whomever was running the Player Association at the time. So it's much better now because there's more information out there and the guys can, you know, read, react to it. So, you know, back then, you know, you just kind of whatever. You call me when it's ready. Call me when I need to be there type thing. But, you know, here, I think they're already getting ready. I think there's a lot of these guys already making their moves of what they have to do and where they need to be and getting themselves established. If it does, all of a sudden they say, hey, we're starting in 2 weeks, that they're more than ready to go.
Are you optimistic that they'll get something together here and get playing by mid-January?
I'm if I was going to bet on it, I would bet the first part of February.
Okay.
I just think there's right now too much that has to be done, and it's not going to get done overnight. And to have it done, you know, in the next, you know, 3 weeks, I think it's 100% impossible because you got guys that have to come in, they'd have to quarantine for times, and then they could only start practicing, you know, a certain amount. Too much to go on, and I think by doing that, the mistakes would be made. And I talked to a couple players that told me that, hey, it's going to happen. This is going to happen a little later than what you expect.
Rob Ray with us, Mike Shope and the Bulldog. The Sabres made a couple of big moves here, Rob.
Yeah.
Taylor Hall and before that, Eric Staal. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. You know, I sit there and you look and you like just a couple things like that make such a huge difference in a team. And not only, you know, having those players in, but the way the other guys in the room are looking at it and they're, you know, all of a sudden it's like, oh, what just happened there? We woke up and this all just happened. But that's how quick it can change. Not saying that these guys are going to come in and, you know, they're going to be able to create magic, but, you know, at least they've gone out and made that attempt and give the guys here the tools they need to work with and a lot more help. So, yeah, I'll tell you what, it's the first time in a long time I've been really excited for the season to start because there's so many things that you wanted to see. What's going to happen? Is Jack and Taylor or Hall going to be able to, you know, make things happen? Who's going to be on that line? You know, how's the young D? Have they improved as much? You know, you got a little more depth now in scoring and across the board in your lineup. So it's going to create some more competition here amongst, you know, guys getting in and out of the lineup. Man, it's finally to the point where, yeah, okay, you've got that excitement back. Now you got to capitalize on it.
Yeah, I mean, do the moves that they made, Rob, have you feeling like this is a team that could contend for a playoff spot in, I guess, whatever division they're going to end up in? I mean, they may end up with Pittsburgh and Philly and the Rangers instead of Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal, it looks like, with a Canadian division. But still, like, do you think they've done enough to be, like, a playoff-caliber team?
Hey, you know what? I think if you just look at, you know, Staal, Hall and Cody Eakin, all three of those guys can score. Like all three of them have. Even he's got the ability. He's got nice hands for a guy that plays a, you know, aggressive role. That every night, if you can add that two more goals to the board, you may be able to, you know, stop one more, you know, prevent one more. You're right there. That's how small it is from being in to out to being good to being bad. And I think that offensively, there's no reason why Jeff Skinner can't, you know, be more productive than what he has, just by the guys he's going to get a chance to play with. And, you know, Stahl and Hall, these guys are going to continue. They scored their whole careers, so why wouldn't they continue that? So those numbers are going up, and your odds right there are totally increased just by inserting those three guys into the lineup.
No trips to Canada, though. Those are some of your favorites.
Yeah, that doesn't,
Toronto.
That doesn't bother me for, what, you know. We might not ever go on the road again, Chris.
Don't you love going to Toronto for games? I thought you did.
Nah. I go where I have to go, but if I don't have to, that's fine with me, too.
That's fine, too.
There is a lot of talk, like in our business side of it, that, you know, if it starts this year, we won't be going on.
Right.
So, and it might not ever happen again.
Yeah.
It might just be all turned to,
maybe,
you know, doing it from home.
It's expensive.
I feel like we have boiled this conversation down over the course of like 20 minutes here to why you're in such a good mood and you feel great, because you think you're staring at an opportunity to never have to travel again, but still get to do this cool job.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works for
evidently.
You know what it was? It was the NHL never wanted teams to do it, from what I understand, and because they were worried about the product. And when they did it with the bubble and all this kind of thing, they shown that they can do it, and it would save teams a ton of dough. And that's kind of, you know, the way a lot, I think, are starting to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Bills guys have not traveled this year for their broadcasts.
No.
They're doing them all
no.
from the stadium. Bulldog hasn't been in here since you were in Montreal.
Heck, just about.
If we never have to go on the road, RJ could do another 20 years.
It's worth considering.
Yeah.
I got to think, though, the Rob Ray I know has got to get out of his house, though, sometimes. Like, you have to...
Oh, I get out of my house.
Yeah, you got to do that.
I got a spot over about 2 miles from here, a property I own. It's got a nice garage on it. I got a barber chair in there with my old truck and that, and I sit and smoke cigars and watch the leaves and the trees, and then I get down to Springville hunting a lot, so we're down there quite a bit. And hey, my grass did not grow under my feet. I'm moving.
Yeah, sounds like it. I'm convinced. Are you following this Bills season, Rob?
You know what? I've watched more Bills games this year than I probably ever have. My son's kind of getting into it now. So Sundays, we go to the basement and we watch, and him and I ask each other questions because they're into the whole card thing, right? I was telling you about.
Yes.
So he knows all the players now. You know, they know the players by the cards, and I'm like, what's this guy like? And he'll, you know, on his card it said that blah blah blah, and you know, so we're kind of learning the game together, which is cool.
Yeah, right. I bet. Cards are huge again.
Yeah, they are. All the kids at his age are into that stuff.
Yeah.
That's their lunchtime at school when they go. It's a big trade session.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pick him up from school, and he goes, yeah, Jack wants it. He's trying to screw me, Dad. He's trying to give me this and this and this, and he wants this, and I'm not doing it. So that's the conversation. What do you think? What do you think I should do? So I love it.
Yeah, I do, too. We have those conversations, too, at home.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great.
So I said, don't take it. You got to take advantage of them. Get all your crappy stuff and load them up and, you know, get one good one.
That's it.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I can get him. So he's got the guy. He knows the guys he can take advantage of, and the other ones he's got to be careful of.
There are kids who just want the bulk.
Yeah.
They want the quantity. You know, kids or adults. You can. Those are makeable trades sometimes.
They're very makeable.
Rob, I'm glad to talk to you.
Guys, anytime. If you want to spend some time, stop by.
Should we, Bulldog? Should we run down there?
I'd like that very much.
The cigars and the whole scene there?
Let
me know you're coming.
Yeah, all right.
I get like a bucket of chicken, and we can sit over there and just hang out.
I am up for this.
Just watch. You know, if it rains, the creek's a little higher, it's moving a little quicker, you see stuff going down the creek sometimes. There's a lot. There's so many things.
Let's set it up.
You get to the point in your life where you need to start looking at the little things.
Like things floating down the creek.
I'm really starting to notice this stuff.
Good, Rob.
Yeah. I love the use of crick, by the way. Thank you for that. The South Buffalo part of me really appreciates that.
The crick?
Crick.
Rob, this has been entertaining and soothing. Somehow you managed to pull off that rare combination.
Huh. Well, guys, I appreciate you remembering me.
Yes.
So
I think this was a different booking than we were used to in the game on game days. This was, let me text Rob and see if he might consider coming on with us. And like in a minute, you're like, I'd love to.
Yep.
Usually we're trying to find out what alias at the hotel and what we have to dial 9 first. And then you're out of the country and we have to figure out how to get to you.
Yep.
And this was much easier than that. So thank you for that.
And I'm so grateful.
Okay.
All right. Really great to catch up, buddy. Hope you keep doing well, and best to the family there, buddy. All right?
You guys as well, eh?
Thank you, Rob.
All right. Yep.
Take care, fellas. Bye-bye.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.